Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Let me just share this with you. I've got a little list of why I believe good thinking skills are so important and why they are for everybody and why we need to learn them and why I think it can help to change the world. So I'm going to go through it real quick. There's 11 of them.
Okay.
And why I think everybody needs them. Okay. Number one, things got very, very clear for me once I had the language and once I had the skills of good thinking, right? Mm-hmm. Things that before were like, well, yeah, I can kind of see that, but I can kind of think that a little bit. And it's just kind of muddy in your brain about what you think or what is the right answer. That goes away. It gets very clear once you know how to think well about things. Number two, once you learn to reason well, you will never be mentally or emotionally manipulated again by advertisements, by politicians, by billboards, by commercials, by messaging. None of those. All those people, the reason they're doing that is because they stand to gain from your lack of critical thinking.
Right.
Period. There's some, there's some benefit that they get if you don't recognize bad thinking.
Yeah.
Number three, society will be better if more people are able to think and are able to reason well. Number four, we are not taught these in school. Like we, right, we've talked about this. We're not taught these in school. And so therefore it is on us. We have to learn them. We have to learn them. We have to learn them somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we need to give them to our kids. Number five, being able to spot bad reasoning and flawed logic is almost like having a superpower. Because most other people can't do it. Right. And it's one of the simplest superpowers that we can give to our kids because kids pick it up super fast. And once it's like they, it's like their brain gets switched on to being able to look at things logically and they don't ever lose that again. They'll always have it with them. Number six, you will not get fooled by foolishness. And as you've said, there is no shortage of people out there trying to tell us what they want us to think. And half of it is foolishness. But when you can think well, you won't get fooled by it anymore. Yeah. Number seven, you will be more persuasive when you're talking about things that you care about or when you're sharing the truth. And you will not have to be the one resorting to manipulation or or resorting to bad logic. And in this day, we are supposed to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that we have in us. Well, we should be able to do that well. We should be able to do that in a winsome way. We should be able to do that in a clear way. And good thinking helps us to be able to do that. Because here's the thing. Bad thinking isn't limited to one political party and not the other. Bad thinking isn't limited to, you know, one group of educated people and not this other, or one, you know, religious organization. Everybody is prone to it. We're all prone to it. And so if we want to present our ideas and our thoughts in a way that people can accept them and understand them, it helps to have this foundation. Number eight, good thinking improves your mental and your emotional health, which right now, as we know, mental and emotional health, we are having an epidemic in it after these last couple years of all the shutdowns and the fear and all that that we've been just hammered with. Well, again, you are not going to be as susceptible to that if you can recognize it and you know how to think well. And it just, when you have clarity, you are not tossed by the waves of the emotionalism and by the messaging and by the fear. And it makes you healthier just in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Number nine, good thinking improves your relationships. Because when you are able to have a good communication based on clarity without all the bad thinking, it makes for better relationships with the people that you love. Okay, number 10, it makes you impervious to being used. Because again, there's always somebody out there who is trying to use you for their agenda. And when you can recognize it, you don't get used the way that other people will. Right. And then lastly, number 11, it's just, it's fun. Like it is just, it's a fun subject to learn. It's a fun subject to talk about with your kids. And yeah, it's fun to be able to think well.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.